Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, may our feet journey together, may our hands gather in unity, may our hearts beat in unison, may our souls be in harmony, may our thoughts be as one, may our ears listen to the silence together, may our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. Today we will continue with volume 21 from the Book of Heaven. The next passage comes from May 18, 1927. And the title of this passage is The Value of the Acts Done in the Divine Will, How One Who Lives in It Possesses the Source of Goods, How God Does Not Know How to Leave Things Have Done, Victory on Both Sides. Luisa Picaretta writes, I was following the divine will, going around the whole creation, and while I was doing my acts, my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior, gathering these acts on my lap, which were all made of light, one more refulgent than the others, more beautiful than the others. When Luisa Picaretta mentions that she is doing her acts in the divine will, probably she is doing the rounds of creation. These beautiful acts that she is doing, the rounds of creation, going in and through creation, praising, glorifying God. The rounds of creation are parts of the writings of Luisa Picaretta. And she explains to us how one is more beautiful than the other, how one single act contains so much light. Luisa Picaretta says, He called the angels and gave them knowledge of some of these acts, and they compete among themselves to receive them, carrying them in triumph up to heaven. The angels compete among themselves to carry up these acts done in the divine will, the acts that creatures are doing here on earth. It seems to me that these angels have been created for this mission, to carry up these acts of the creatures into heaven. These are eternal acts, perfect acts, divine acts, we could say, that they have the capacity to arrive into heaven. Even the angels compete among themselves to carry every single act of the creature. These acts contain so much light and give so much light to the soul of the person who is doing these acts. This light configures us more perfectly into the likeness of God. When Adam and Eve, they sinned and they lost this gift that they possessed before they disobeyed God, they were growing in the likeness of God. So we lost the likeness, we retained the image in our souls, and through these acts, we are configured more perfectly to Christ, to God, because these acts contain light. Of course, we are configured to God and to Christ in the sacrament of baptism, in all the sacraments. That's why it's so important to have the sacrament of confession as part of our spiritual life and as part of our relationship with the Lord. The sacrament of reconciliation has the power to forgive our sins, to configure us more perfectly to Christ. And by being in the state of grace and receiving communion in the state of grace, we are more perfectly configured to Christ. The Ten Commandments is the school of perfection, the road of perfection. And our Lord tells us in the sacred scriptures, I didn't come to avoid the law, but to fulfill it. So we still have to follow the Ten Commandments. We still have to practice all the pious devotions that are part of the church, of the treasure of the church, as Pope Benedict XVI mentions it. All these devotions, all the pious devotions, they form part of the treasure of the church. So praying the rosary, doing novenas, praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, visiting the Blessed Sacrament, going to Mass during the week, if we can, all these things, reading the spiritual books, reading the Book of Heaven, all of these are part of the treasure of the Church that the Church gives us. And our Lord tells to Luisa Picaretta that these acts done in the divine will, they contain light that make us more like God. Let's continue. In Jesus, all goodness told me, my daughter, the value of the acts done in my will is so great that the angels consider themselves fortunate to receive them. They see the creative virtue in them. They hear the echo of the divine fiat in these acts, which, while being light, are divine voices. While being voices are melodies, beauties, beatitudes, sanctities, divine science. The angels, they see clearly what these acts that we do in the divine will contain. And our Lord is revealing this to us through this writing of Lisa Picaretta to give us hope, to give us courage, that we may continue to do acts in the divine will, that we may be enriched with faith, knowing that these are divine and perfect eternal acts, that they please the Lord, and that these acts, they have so much good for our benefit. While we are here on earth, we are called to walk by faith. And when we do acts in the divine will by faith, the merit that we gain is so great that one day we will be able to see it. Our Lord tells us that the angels, they compete among themselves. They consider themselves fortunate to carry these acts. We should consider ourselves fortunate and blessed to be able to know this divine science of the divine will given to us through the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Let's continue. And since my will is virtue of heaven, the angels yearn to bring the acts done in the divine will into the celestial residence. Everything that is done on my supreme will cannot remain on earth. At most, they can be made at the bottom. But then my will itself, like a magnet, draws them back into their source and derives them into the celestial fatherland. Our Lord says that these acts, they are like magnets. So our Lord brings them into heaven. The other part that these acts done in the divine will do in us is that when we are doing acts in the divine will, they are like magnets calling for the divine will to descend upon earth and to reign in our souls, to reign on earth as it reigns the divine will in heaven. So these acts that we do in the divine will, they are like magnets also who are calling the divine will, come, O divine will, to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. And at the same time, these divine acts cannot remain here. They have to be taken into the celestial fatherland because these are divine acts. These are not empty acts anymore. Then I felt my poor mind as though absorbed in the celestial and eternal fiat. And I thought to myself, how can so much power be possible, so many acts in one, made by operating in the divine will? And my adorable Jesus added, my daughter, why does the sun give light to all the earth? Because it is greater than the earth, because it possesses the unique and complete power of light. It possesses the source of colors and fecundity and of the variety of sweetness. So because the sun is greater than the earth, it can give light to the whole world, to the whole earth. It can give the variety of colors to the flowers and different sweetness to plants and fruits. It is greater and magnificent. The sun does one single act, but in this great act, it does so many. as to keep the whole earth enraptured to itself, giving to each thing its own distinct act. Many times our Lord Jesus compares the divine will with the sun, and in this occasion he tells us he compares and he gives us the similarity between the sun and the divine will. The divine will contains everything, as the sun contains all sorts of colors, fecundity, and variety of sweetness. The divine will contains all the divine attributes. The divine will contains everything. All wisdom, beauty, power, love, goodness, all together is enraptured in the divine will and contained in the divine will, because the divine will is not an attribute of God, it's part of who God is, it's part of the essence of God Himself. That's why our Lord Jesus gives this similarity with the sun and compares the divine will with the sun, because the sun contains all the light within it. And the divine will contains everything, is not an attribute of God. So we should consider ourselves fortunate, like the angels who carry these acts, to do these acts, to be blessed enough to come to know this revelation that is given to us through the church, through the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. So we should be growing in the knowledge and understanding of this divine science by reading the book of heaven, by doing every single act in the divine will, by uniting our pious devotions and do those things in the divine will, doing acts in the divine will. Let's continue. How my will is more than sun, and since it is so endless as to release in one single act the fecundity of all the other acts together, the soul who lives in my divine will possesses the source of all its acts. Its fecundity is so in the soul in whom my will reigns and dominates, it does not change regime or manners as she operates in it. Her acts come out with the multiplicity and the fecundity of its divine acts. All the acts of God are unique. They embrace everything and do all acts together. One single act in the divine will contains so much light and contains the goodness of all the acts. In other parts of the Book of Heaven, our Lord tells us that one single act in the divine will is greater than all other acts done outside of the divine will. That's why it is important for us not to waste any of our actions. We should put everything in the divine will. See, in the creation of man, our act was one. But with this unique act, sanctity, power, wisdom, love, beauty, and goodness came out from us all together. In some, there was nothing of our own which did not come out from us, and which we did not infuse in men. By creating men, our Lord tells us, and giving this gift, He deposited His divine will in the soul of man, in the center of man, with all the goodness, all the attributes, all the joys, all the wisdom, all the love. He spared nothing to give to His child or first parent, His masterpiece. We let Him partake in everything, because whenever we operate, we do not know how to leave things half done. And whenever we give everything. When the Lord gives us this divine science, the divine will, is giving us everything that He is. Because the divine will contains everything. When we embrace the divine will, we give to God also with every single act on behalf of everybody. Because these acts done in the divine will, they have the power, the potency, the wisdom, and the love of the Blessed Trinity. They have the power to please God on behalf of all creatures, of all generations. Our Lord says, more so since my will is endless, since my will is endless light, and the virtue of light descends into the depths of the soul who lives in my will. It descends to the deepest bottom and rises up to the highest and spreads all around. There is no point which it does not reach. However, its office is to give, and to give always without ever stopping giving. This is the nature of God, to give and to give and to give. It is the nature of the divine will, our Lord tells us. God is intangible, is endless, it has no beginning, no end, is eternal. And this gift that is given to us through this revelation is that we may enter into that mode of operating into the eternal realm. He wants to give us everything through this gift. But we have to dispose ourselves. We are about to start Advent. And Advent is a time of hope, of waiting, of expectation. During this time, we have to prepare our souls to let the divine will descend and to be born in our souls, to expand itself in our souls, to reign in our souls with every single act, that Jesus may be able to operate in our souls, that we may be able to perform acts done in the divine will, that are pleasing to God the Father, that are pleasing to our Creator, to our Father, acts that will mitigate the divine justice, acts that will compensate on behalf of all generations, acts that will allow us to expand our capacity to receive and therefore our capacity to give to the one who created us out of love and who wants us to correspond him at his own level. How? By doing acts that are eternal, that are perfect, that are infinite. And these acts can only be done in the divine will. Let's continue. So it is for the soul who lives in my will. She becomes light with the light of my divine will. And as light, she descends into the deepest depth of the heart and brings the good of her light. She descends, our Lord says, into the deepest depth of the heart. Who the divine will descends into the heart of men and brings the good from our souls. The divine will spreads everywhere and all around our soul, almost tracing everyone and everything with her light, it says, to bring to each one its effects, the multiplicity and the variety of goods which her light contains. When our soul is filled with the lightness of God, we become holy. We become more like God. We grow in the likeness of God. Our Lord is telling us that these acts in the divine will, they give light to the soul, and that this light expands all over the place in the same way that the light of the sun spreads all over the earth and causes things to grow and to produce and to give fruit, gives the color to flowers. In the same way, when the divine will descends upon the soul and starts reigning in the soul in every single act, the Lord says, this light produces much good in the soul. It brings all the light, all the benefit. It matures the gifts of God in us. It expands. She will feel as though defrauded if she were unable to extend in all and everywhere. See, the divine will be defraud if it will not be able to expand. So much so that as she rises up high, penetrating about the vault of heaven, and enclosing and echoing my very will, reigning in the celestial fatherland, my will itself, which reigns in the soul, dives together with her and extending upon all the blessed forms its reign upon and pours It rains and pours new joys, happiness, and new beatitudes upon all souls. Our acts done in the divine will, our Lord tells us, they cause new joys and happiness for the saints in heaven. We have to ponder about this reality, this spiritual reality that our Lord is telling us, that even our acts done here in the divine will, even the saints in heaven, they benefit, they experience new joy, new happiness, and that our souls, they receive new light. There are many implications, many benefits that one act done in the divine will is able to accomplish. Our Lord tells us it moves heaven and earth. How? Because these acts in the divine will, they become like magnets, that they are drawn into heaven from earth to heaven. Once they arrive into heaven, they give joy, happiness to the saints. They increase their joy. They give new showers of joy. And for our souls, what happens in our souls? It expands our souls. It gives new light, increases the light in our souls. It increases our capacity to receive. It increases our capacity to give to God. It becomes also a magnet that is constantly calling the divine will to descend upon our souls and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. It satisfies God on behalf of everybody. It gives God the opportunity to release his love that otherwise he cannot release upon all the human race. It mitigates the justice of God. It compensates on behalf of everybody. So these acts in the divine will, they have many implications, many benefits. They embrace everything, everybody. The living in my will is admirable, the Lord says. It is a continuous progeny, a continuous miracle. It is the bearer of all goods. It is the seed that multiplies to the infinite. It multiplies to the infinite, to the perfect, to the eternal. Its fecundity is unreachable. This is why it is longed for by the earth and by all heaven. All heaven is waiting for this spirituality to reign on earth. Even St. Paul tells us that the whole creation groans in pain, in expectation for the children of the divine will to come. Again, we should feel ourselves, consider ourselves fortunate, blessed, that we have come to know this gift of the divine will. It is the victory of God over the creature. It is the victory of the soul over the creator. This is another benefit. God triumphs over the soul of the creature, and the creature triumphs over her creator. Because when we submit ourselves to the divine will, God can do everything in us. He can triumph in us. He can do everything in us. As long as we have the true disposition to do acts in the divine will, we have to trust that God will receive these acts and that he will do them in us. Many people, they ask me, how do we do acts in the divine will? We need to be in the state of grace. We have to know this spirituality. We have to have the disposition in our souls, and we have to freely come to surrender our will with every single act, immerse ourselves in the divine will, and do acts in the divine will, very simple. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing. Come, O divine will, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. Come, O divine will, and be the center of every single act. May it be for the praise and glory of God the Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. At the beginning of this program, I pray the unity prayer, which unites ourselves with Jesus. May our feet journey together. May our souls be in harmony. Living in the divine will, we have to unite every single act that we do, at least to have the dispositions. And God will make up for what we cannot do. As long as we have the disposition, the intention, he will do the rest. So do not be discouraged, but be filled with faith and hope during this time of Advent that we are about to begin. and do all your acts in the divine will. Imagine that as you do acts in the divine will, the angels are there waiting for you to do acts in the divine will to carry up all these acts into the fatherland. Let's continue. How beautiful it is to see the one who is greater, the supreme being, the eternal majesty, sing victory together with the littleness of the creature, and by virtue of the divine will engage in contest the great and the little, the strong and the weak, the rich and the poor, and both be victorious. It is a miracle that the divine will allows us to compete with God in giving love to God. God giving so much to the creature, since this is the office of the divine will to give. The nature of God is to give. And God allows the creature to correspond at his own level, creating a competition of love. And this is what happens with the Blessed Trinity. God gives everything to his Son. The Son gives everything to the Father in love. And the Holy Spirit is there among them, the force of this love, giving, receiving, returning. So when we do acts in the divine will, this happens with us. The life of the Blessed Trinity is being reproduced between the soul and God. God pouring upon the soul of the creature all the good, all the love, and the soul returning to God everything that the soul receives with every single act, creating this competition of love, this competition of love between God and the creature, the divine life reproduced outside of the Blessed Trinity, the divine will reproduced in competing with the creature, loving, giving, receiving to each other in complete union. This is what we are called to do when we live in this spirituality, and this is what happens when the souls live in the divine will. So do not be discouraged, but have faith and hope. Believe. Believe that every single act that you do in the divine will has light, has so much and so many benefits for all the human race. This is why I yearn so much that my divine will be known, and that its kingdom come to let the creature win, to place her at my level. Without my will reigning in the creature, this cannot happen. There will always be distance between me and the creature. Without the divine will reigning in us, we are going to fall short always, all the time. But it's only if we are immersed and in union with the divine will that we can correspond to God, that we can give God all the love that he deserves at his own level, that we correspond him with his own love. We give God to God. We love God with his own love. We love God with his own will. Without my will reigning in the creature, this cannot happen. There will always be distance between me and the creature. She will be the one who loses, nor will she ever be able to praise and sing victory. The work of our hands will not have our likeness. Without the divine will, he says, we are going to be short always. We are going to fall short always. But with the divine will in us, reigning, living, possessing us, operating in us, we will be able to grow in the likeness of God, to be more like he is. And this is what we are called. This is the call of sanctity that we are all called to live, the universal call of sanctity. With this spirituality of the servant of God, with this spirituality given to Luisa Picaretta, we are called to learn how to live this way, how to operate in this divine mode, so that God the Father can accomplish his purpose in every single one of us. Let us finish our program with this prayer to the Blessed Trinity. Ever most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we adore you profoundly, we love you intensely, we thank you perpetually in the hearts of all, and on behalf of all. God or divine will.